Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. And my special guest today is Santee Councilman Rob McNellis. He is a market leader with a mortgage banking company, and he's running for re-election in District 1 against his opponent, Evelyn Andretti Humsfield. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
I always like to start by asking incumbents, what do you consider your most important accomplishments on the council?
I think the biggest things that I've done is I've been able to keep our sales tax rate the lowest in East County. Although there's been a number of attempts to try and increase it time and time again, I've been able to convince the other council members that you cannot tax yourself into prosperity, and that we actually perform better than some of our surrounding East County communities that did increase their sales tax cost.
One of the big issues in Santee that we're hearing about from residents this election is development. I should say two issues, really, development and traffic, but of course they're related. What are your views on how to alleviate the traffic congestion in Santee?
Okay, so the traffic congestion is not just a Santee issue, it's a regional issue. When you have the 52, it's over capacity. We need to work together as a region to increase the capacity of the 52. Sandag did a study for us about January-ish, actually I think it was closer to March of this year, and showed us, the city of Santee, that 71% of the traffic that's at the most congested part of Santee at Mast and 52 doesn't even come from Santee residents.
Really? Interesting. Yeah, so it is a regional issue. That's true. The citizens of Santee had a ballot initiative that they got enough signatures for. It would require that the people have a vote on any major development project that would require an amendment to the general plan, such as, say, a big housing project that would...
Or commercial. Or anything, which is the problem with the initiative.
Well, that was going to be my question to you. The council, including yourself, voted not to put this on the ballot right away, to delay it and to study it. Can you explain your vote for our listeners? Sorry.
Absolutely. As an elected council member, you have a fiduciary responsibility to your community. You don't, that's not your pocketbook, it is the city's pocketbook. And so I look after it very closely. This initiative could have been done earlier to allow the city. So basically, any time that you have an initiative that could dramatically change or has the potential to change how your income is coming in by making amendments to our general plan, we have to know what those costs are going to be, what those impacts are going to be before we can just put it on the ballot right away, or we actually had the ability to just approve it right then and there and not put it on the ballot at all, which was something that we absolutely pushed forward with the other initiative that came later. We're absolutely open to getting it on the ballot, getting it right away, but the reality is that there are impacts, there are significant impacts, and that information needs to be out to the voters as well as just, this is about killing Finita Ranch.
Yeah. Speaking of Finita Ranch, that's a massive housing project that's been controversial for years in Santee. Where do you stand on the Finita Ranch project?
So, as an elected, you can't have the stance. It's like being a judge and saying, bring in the next case and let's talk to the guilty party. You can't do that. But what I can say is that I am absolutely in support of the citizens of Santee having their own vote on this. Take it out of the hands of the Santee City Council. Let's get the citizens to vote on it. I have no problems with that. If the initiative that was signed and proposed as this is the way to kill Finita Ranch would have been literally just Finita Ranch, I think you would have had it. I think it would have been done right then and there by all members of the City Council. But that wasn't the way it was presented, and the unintended consequences are what always seem to get you in the backside.
Yeah. Well, thanks for clarifying that. The City of Santee is facing a deficit coming up. What are your plans for turning the deficit around and bringing more revenue into the city or cutting expenses or something to improve the city's economic situation?
So the reason that a lot of these adjustments have come up is the increased cost of pension. The CalPERS wasn't receiving the rate of return that they proposed they were going to. So there's side pension costs.
Right.
Insurance costs have gone up dramatically over the last 4 to 6 years, and we're just now seeing the ramifications of what that means long-term for our staff. Now, that being said, I was actually the one that brought HD Supply into town, which was a revenue sharing program that we did, sales tax revenue sharing program, which brought in a great job opportunity for a number of Santee citizens, while at the same time providing new incomes that the city of Santee had never even considered before I got up there. Looking outside the box, thinking outside the box is what we need to continue to do, but we need to make sure that we're not just approving things for the sake of approving them, but that there's real sustenance to it in the long run, that it's going to be something that will not, that we aren't making money for over here, but we're losing on the other side and ends up being a wash. Those are the things I'm concerned about.
Okay. Who are your major endorsers, Rob?
Major endorsers would be San Diego Republican Party, the San Diego County Gun Owners PAC, Deputy Sheriff's Association, a number of local small groups, but, and of course, all of the city council except for Councilmember Houlihan.
Yeah.
The rest of the city council has endorsed me. Vopel has endorsed me. Brian Jones, who's running for Senate now.
Right.
Even Bill Wells, Mayor of El Cajon, has endorsed me. A number of La Mesa council members, and they're calling me to make sure that they tell me that, hey, I am endorsing you.
They're
I want you to. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Your opponent, when she was on the show, was critical that she indicated you've had a number of donations from developers and real estate interests. I just wanted to give you an opportunity to comment on that on the show.
Absolutely. That's something that's when you know a lot of people, you grow up with them, that's who you kind of know. That's the industry I grew up in. I've been in the real estate and lending business since I was 18 years old. So, yeah, most of my friends are in that business, and that's where you typically get your contributions from, or your friends, family, and those around you. I think it was funny that, that one of the comments I've heard from her and others is that, I'm bought and paid for by these developers and that type of line of thinking. The reality is that three of the top developers that have contributed to my campaign, I've declined projects for them.
Oh, really? Very interesting.
And that was after they gave me checks. I declined their projects. Because, like I tell everyone, if they don't give me money and they do a great project for Santee, I'm probably going to approve it. If they give me money and do a great project for Santee, I'm still going to approve it. One way or the other, if it's good for Santee, in my opinion, as I sit up there, then it's going to get approved. If it's not, it's not. I don't care if they gave money or didn't give money. It's still going to be the same outcome.
Well, thank you very much for addressing that issue.
Absolutely. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. Been blessed to be able to be elected two times before and actually ran another campaign in 2016 that I was not successful with John Minto. And by the way, John is endorsing me. So, I mean, we work together. That's how we do it.
Right.
But nonetheless, I hate going to the well every couple of years and asking your best friends that really don't have a lot of extra money to throw more money at you again.
Yeah, a lot of candidates tell me that's the part they hate the most about running for office, is the asking for money.
It's from the people that you know and love. It's really difficult. But if you have people that are volunteering it and have the ability to do it, God bless them. I'm happy to take it. Doesn't change the way I vote.
Okay.
Just doesn't matter.
I want to give you the final word today, Councilman McNellis. What else would you like our listeners to know about you and your candidacy for re-election to the Santee City Council?
If elected, I will continue to fight and make sure that we do not have cannabis dispensaries in Santee, especially recreational. I will make sure that we keep our sales tax the lowest in the county. I will continue to fight to make sure that we keep government small and out of your pocketbook.
Okay. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to join us today on the East County Magazine show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso.
Thank you.